Laudator Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Sunday, March 9th, Pope Francis thanks his doctors for their care as he recovers from bilateral pneumonia. Cardinal Michael Czerny celebrates Mass for thousands of volunteers for their Jubilee event. And the U.S. Diocese of Columbus has seen a massive growth in vocations to the priesthood after a focused campaign to invite men to consider a life of service. In the Vatican, I'm Devin Watkins. Pope Francis continues to recover from bilateral pneumonia at Rome's Gemelli Hospital. The Holy See Press Office said on Sunday morning that the Pope had a restful night as his clinical condition continues to show gradual mild improvement. His blood tests have revealed stable results and his breathing is slowly improving. His doctors said the results show that he is responding well to the prescribed therapies. Separately, Pope Francis released the text prepared for the Sunday Angelus prayer, which was published by the Holy See Press Office. In the text, he recalled the Church's Lenten journey toward Easter and invited Christians to make it a time of purification and spiritual renewal, a path of growth in faith, hope, and charity. The Pope said he is thinking especially of the many people who care for those who are sick, saying they represent a sign of the Lord's presence for those under their care. During my prolonged hospitalization here, he said, I too experienced the thoughtfulness of service and the tenderness of care, in particular from the doctors and healthcare workers, whom I thank from the bottom of my heart. He called for a miracle of tenderness to accompany everyone facing adversity so that they might perceive a little light in the night of pain. The Pope then thanked everyone who has been praying for him, adding that he wishes to join spiritually with the officials of the Roman Curia for their annual spiritual exercises, which began on Sunday. He also prayed for the gift of peace for martyred Ukraine, Palestine, Israel, Lebanon, Myanmar, Sudan, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. The Pope expressed concern for recent outbreaks of violence in Syria, calling for full respect for all ethnic and religious components of society, especially civilians. In his Angelus text, Pope Francis recalled the Jubilee for the World of Volunteering, which was held over the weekend in Rome. In our societies, too enslaved to market logic, where everything risks being subject to the criterion of interest and the quest for profit, he said, volunteering is prophecy and a sign of hope, because it bears witness to the primacy of gratuitousness, solidarity, and service to those most in need. He thanked everyone who volunteers in their local communities out of the goodness of their hearts, saying their care can help to reawaken hope in others. Meanwhile, Cardinal Michael Czerny, prefect of the Dicastery for Promoting Integral Human Development, celebrated Mass for around 30,000 volunteers gathered in St. Peter's Square. During the Mass, he read the homily that bears the Pope's name. Thaddeus Jones reports.
The fluorescent uniforms of thousands of volunteers in Rome for the Jubilee of the World of Volunteering stood out in St. Peter's Square during the Sunday Mass presided over by Cardinal Michael Czerny. 30,000 people participated in the Mass on this first Sunday of Lent. Pope Francis delegated Cardinal Czerny, prefect of the Dicastery for Promoting Integral Human Development, to preside since the Pope's been in hospital since the 14th of February.
Vi ringrazio molto, carissimi, perché sull'esempio di Gesù.
In the homily prepared by the Pope and read by Cardinal Czerny, the Pope focused on the beginning of the Lenten journey with special words for the volunteers from around the world visiting Rome on pilgrimage. He recalled their service and commitment alongside so many people, all those small gestures that in the deserts of poverty and loneliness help a new humanity blossom in the garden that is God's dream, always and everywhere for all of us. He praised their service, following the example of Jesus, to help those living on the streets and in homes, the sick, the suffering, and the imprisoned, the young and elderly, saying their generosity and commitment offer hope to our entire world.
Gesù è condotto dallo Spirito nel deserto.
Commenting on the Sunday Gospel, the Pope recalled the temptations Jesus faced in the desert, where he is led by the Spirit. And our own Lenten journey begins here, by following the Lord there and sharing in that experience which he transformed for our benefit. Because in that place of silence, the Pope said, which becomes a place of listening, the ability to listen is put to the test. And there we must choose between two completely different voices. In the desert, Jesus experiences hunger and is tempted by the devil's words, but he rejects them. Pope said, "We too are tempted, yet not alone. Jesus is with us to guide us through the desert. The Son of God made man does not simply give us an example of how to combat evil," the Pope said, "but he gives us something much greater, the strength to resist its attacks and to persevere on our journey." I'm Thaddeus Jones.
Among the 30,000 volunteers gathered in St. Peter's Square on Sunday morning was Bernadette from Timor-Leste. She and many other people who freely give of their time had taken the opportunity to make a pilgrimage to the Holy Door and celebrate their volunteer work together with other like-minded people. Bernadette served as a volunteer during Pope Francis's three-day visit to Timor-Leste last year. She spoke to Vatican Radio's Isabella Carvalho and explained what volunteering means to her.
Many activities we are doing in health, caring people, and also help people to show the way.
Why did you decide, after having this experience of helping during Pope Francis' trip, why did you decide then to come here today?
We decided to come here today because Jubilee, the moment we celebrate in 25 years, because we are very excited to come here. It's a privilege, but it's a new experience, and also all we know that in Vatican it's a mother of Catholics.
What was your best memory of being a volunteer during Pope Francis's trip?
My best memory is hugging and touch with Pope Francis.
What does it mean to be a volunteer to you?
Volunteer to me is helping people and also give all my ability to help.
That was Bernadette from Timor-Leste speaking to Isabella Carvalho about being in Rome for the Jubilee of the World of Volunteers. Briefly, as of Monday, the nightly rosary prayer for Pope Francis's health will be held inside the Paul VI Hall to coincide with the spiritual exercises of the Roman Curia. The faithful of Rome and pilgrims visiting the Eternal City who wish to pray for Pope Francis can still gather in St. Peter's Square to participate via video link. The Holy See Press Office announced today that the rosary will take place around 6 p.m. following the conclusion of Vespers for the annual spiritual exercises. Italy's top court this week ordered the government to compensate several migrants who were stranded at sea for 10 days in 2018 due to the government's refusal to let them off the Coast Guard ship that rescued them. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni said the ruling was questionable and frustrating. Meanwhile, the church in Italy has long sought to welcome migrants, especially through the Caritas network. Sister Evelyn Shinovan Pong, a missionary of Our Lady of the Apostles Congregation from Ghana, serves migrants in Italy with the Diocesan Caritas of Genova. She spoke to Sister Francisca Aquarfa about the work of welcoming immigrants to a new land.
Here in Genova, precisely, diocesan level, that are doing a lot in terms of accommodation. Then we have Sant' Egidio giving food to them. We have that of Chief in Italian is a Center for Italian Women. We have some individual associations that helps with the language courses. I work in Caritas purposely. When they come to us, we help them with the orientation to get to know these places in terms of their document as well. Not all of them goes to the various camps that they give to them. So they find themselves lacking a lot of things.
As a missionary from a different continent, there will be challenges, there will be joys. Could you share a few with us?
Due to language barrier, they find themselves nowhere to go. And it is very disheartening. And the challenges is that at times it's very difficult for them. No job, no document, no place to sleep. You could imagine these days how it is raining. You can count how many of them that are sleeping outside.
What advice do you have in order to eradicate this problem we see as a worldly problem?
Those of us that are here, we should try and advocate to our people that are in the house that coming here is not all rosy. That people should travel, but they should travel by legal means, not just thinking here is paradise. I encourage each person, each sister, a priest, a bishop, to contribute. The best thing that we can give to these people is our time. Europe time is expensive, But if one can give their time, they can do a lot. They can help these people a lot. They only need our time. They only need to feel that they are being loved. They feel belonged and that somebody is there for them. And that counts a lot.
And finally, the U.S. Diocese of Columbus, Ohio, has doubled the number of men in formation for the priesthood over the past 2 years. When he was ordained in May 2022, Bishop Earl Fernandez launched a new push for vocations since he was the only ordination that year. He tasked a priest with vocational ministry, launched prayer initiatives, and began having monthly dinners with men discerning a vocation. Bishop Fernandez spoke to Father Pavel Reithel about his vocational push.
So at the end of my episcopal ordination 2.5 years ago, I told the people, this year in the Diocese of Columbus, there are more bishops being ordained than priests. And everyone laughed. But there, I said, no, it's serious because there are no priestly ordinations. So I have two priorities, vocations and evangelization. And in 2.5 years, we have gone from 17 seminarians to 40. I went from 0 ordinations to 5 priestly ordinations in just 2.5 years. We've made this a priority. And the more priests we have, the more we can bring the sacramental grace to the people. In the same period of time, the number of Catholics has gone from 278,000 to 344,000 to 505,000. So we are quickly growing as a city and a diocese, but at the same time, we are trying to get as many priests as we can so that we can minister and bring the gospel to the people of God there.
How did you do it?
I have a very good vocation director who is with me here in Rome. We worked with younger priests to have small groups of discernment in different parts of the diocese. We did something called the Melchizedek Project. We had a discernment retreat for high school students. We had a come-and-see weekend at the Pontifical College Josephinum, the college and major seminary in our diocese. And so we did all these sorts of things. In addition, I had what we call Andrew dinners. So 4 times a year in different parts of the diocese, I have dinner with all the men who are discerning, and I answer their questions, or a seminarian gives a witness talk. So they have regular contact with the bishop, with our seminarians, so that they can see that this is a possible way of life.
You have now 40 seminarians from your first or second group. What happened with them? Do they stay?
Yes, and in that time, all of them have remained. We had only one man leave from the diocese, but he entered into religious life. So our formation process is now better. We have more formators at the seminary, but who can then accompany these young people in their spiritual journey. If they discern that the priestly life is not for them, so be it. We've helped them find their way in life. But many of them are beginning to understand, this is how God is calling me, and this is possible for me, and it is good for the people of God in the diocese. So I continue to be surprised by the generosity of our young people.
That was Bishop Earl Fernandez of the U.S. Diocese of Columbus speaking to Father Pavel Reithel. That brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, please visit vaticannews.va. And don't forget to catch our latest updates on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Many thanks go to Adriano Vitali in studio. In the Vatican, I'm Devin Watkins.